In today's video, we're going to focus on the mental aspect of your performance, and the question that inspired this was from Lucas when he asked, does mental rehearsal and visualization actually work? In short, my answer, yes. And if you've been following my stuff for a while, you know I've been a massive advocate of mental rehearsal and just visualizing things that are about to come just to help you prepare better. There's two reasons why I like visualization. The first one is because it's like a dress rehearsal. Just like an actor would, going on stage for a play, they do dress rehearsals, or a singer does. And I'm sure you did before a play at school. That's because you want to get the lines right, you want to get all the timing correct, and just to get things right for when it's showtime. How is that any different from a race driver? You also want to get your lines right and your timing right. So you visualizing is your version of dress rehearsal, because it costs so much to get out there and do laps, and it's not always fitting, right? So you want to get the brain primed, ready, especially at the start of the day or the start of a weekend, so it knows what's coming up. It can anticipate things. So when you're out there, it's just more fluid. And the second thing it's good for is exploring options. So if you use your imagination, you can actually practice different lines. You can envisage and visualize and feel what the setup change is going to be like, what the engineer's just done to the car. So if they've softened the front roll bar, you can kind of feel that it's going to be a bit softer. It's going to roll on the front in the slow corners and it'll dig in more. You can actually use visualization to get that through to your muscle, and it won't even know the difference. If you do this really correct and you can imagine well enough as you're sat there in a chair, the brain is making neuropathways from what you're showing it to how it feels in the body. So when it's out there, it will be familiar. And you can even practice overtaking maneuvers, kind of imagine what they would look like, doing the switchbacks and things. So this for me is a mental playground. But it's also really important to know what that is actually doing biologically. Now, when you visualize, you're activating parts of the brain. And the one, well, there's quite a few, but the one or two that stick out for me are the mirror neuron system and the mental cortex. Now, the mirror neuron system is pretty much our way of copying things, mirroring things. So if we see something done a certain way, we copy it, we replicate. That's the part of the brain that sees and does. And as a kid, you see your parents do something and you copy them, right? Whether it's putting a penny on and pretending to cook, it all comes because you saw somebody doing it. Now, this is you activating that part of the brain, teaching it something, a new skill, or just basically driving the correct lap. So when it goes out there, it's already kind of starting the muscle memory. And that moves me on to the second part, the motor cortex. This plays a crucial role in the planning and the voluntary movements that we do. And that, again, is muscle memory. So all these things are being stimulated as you sat there just visualizing, because you're really trying to take it from your conscious mind, or the forebrain, to the hindbrain, which is kind of what you access when you're just doing things naturally without thinking. And the more you visualize, the more you're helping that. Because when you're out in the car, it's all a bit immediate now, reaction based. So you do learn, but I think when you're sat visualizing, you consciously learn. You think about it more. You can play with different things, and that allows you to really master things before you go out there. So I would say this is huge. And yes, Lucas and everybody out there, you've got to make this a priority. Even if you feel silly with your eyes closed in the car, in the workshop or whatever, I don't care. This is about priming the mind and making sure it's ready to perform, because the mind controls everything. So you better warm it up just like you warm the engine up. And there's actually a third thing that it does. It creates a mental model, a blueprint of what you expect your mind to do once you're out on track. It's kind of like showing yourself, this is what's going to happen and I'm going to go out there and do it. Next, let's give you some tips of how to do this and make it so easy. Right, three things. First, you can do it in the car. So like that Liam video back in 2018, when he's in the F4 car and he's sat in his actual race car going through the motions of what the corners are, and he was really imagining being on that lap. That's what you can do. Sit in your race car or in your cart. If it's in the collection area before you go out, fine. If it's back in the awning, fine. Whatever works for you. But you can just sit there feeling the actual controls, the steering, the gear shift, if it's separate, the pedals. You can do all the motions. Make sure you're not flooding the engine, by the way, if you're pressing the accelerator. But you're doing all the motions. And I tell you what, that will ingrain your visualization even more. If you can add a physical aspect where you're actually feeling everything, you know, really strapped into the seat as well, you're feeling everything you would while you're out there, it's just going to make visualization more realistic and the brain will believe it even more. So I would say jump in the race car or the cart to really ingrain this stuff. Second, on the simulator, sit in the simulator before you're doing an online session and go through the motions again, how you want this lap to be put together. You're telling the brain, you're showing it, this is how we're going to do it, and we're going to go and do it. And the third way, which is quite cool, you can add some audio to it. So if you're watching an onboard video of yourself or somebody doing the lap really well, you can watch it with your eyes open. From time to time, close your eyes and pretend you're, you know, actually driving, but listening to the audio from the onboard on the laptop or on the computer, and you can virtually be there. Now, I suppose to get even more reality, you could have the onboard playing by the side of you sat in the race car and going through the motions, and then you're really there. It's virtually there apart from the G's that you're not feeling. But I think you get an idea. The importance of visualization is massive. You are showing your mind what's coming, so you're better prepared, and you're pretty much training it, and you're ingraining things on the mental aspect before you go out. Perfect. But also the things you can do. So jumping in the car in the simulator and give it a go. Now, if you're a bit worried because you can't see things when you visualize, you can't actually physically see them, then don't worry. That's normal. You don't always see it. This can be trained. Now, a very simple way of doing this to start the ball rolling, if you're not very good at visualizing, is I want you now to picture the front door of your house. Just quickly see it with your eyes closed, if it's safe to do so. Just quickly see the front of your house and the front door. And I think you can virtually see it, right? Just a quick snapshot, if not. And you sort of, oh, there it is, and then you lose it. But you can tell me what color it is. I bet you can tell me what's near the door or on it, if there's a knocker or a letterbox, a door handle, if it's chrome or gold or whatever, plastic. You can see it. So the best thing to do to train your visualization is to think about things or imagine things that you know very well, like the front door of your house. Or you can look at an object on the table right in front of you. Close your eyes, visualize it, open to see it. Open your eyes to see it. Close your eyes and visualize it, open and see it. And you kind of get used to seeing it, seeing it there with your eyes open, and then picturing it with your eyes closed. And this kind of purposeful practice on visualization can actually help you visualize so much better. And before you know it, if you just carry on doing this with an onboard and then you close your eyes for a corner and then open it again, you'll start to really get good at visualization. So I'd say train it if you can't do it. Don't just give up on this, because it is a secret weapon, I promise you. So give your head a heads up, then get out there and do exactly what you've planned. See you next time.